There has been an explosion in the engine room of a cargo ship. 67,000 sheep are left burning or drowning. They will not become earth but sea. Another ship spends 2 months at sea, finds nowhere to dock. The animals on board are thought to be carrying scabby mouth, a highly contagious viral disease of sheep, goats, and occasionally humans. They are floating in limbo as the rope of life breaks loose. 6,000 die on board. A vessel capsizes and sinks while berthed in Brazil. The water moves, the wind shakes. Here is death. 5,000 drown. 6,000 drown in a typhoon. Each one, like running in a dream, tries but cannot move. The havoc of a ship, eyes sliding everywhere, gripping only onto blue. More than 85,000 on board. Salmonella, shy feeding, heat. In sickness, they find death. 5,800 of them. One ship capsizes off the Black Sea coast, almost 14,000 drown. How terrifying to be plunged into the water, to see the sea flicker all lit up blue, the strangeness of a blue death. To be tied suddenly to the pull of the sea. Another ship, a notorious ship, is loaded with 45,000 sheep and a few camels. It sets sail. Soon it takes on another 30,000 sheep and some cows. This is one of the few two-tier ships which allow for animals to be packed into two levels of pens on each deck. This means the ship lacks any real ventilation. Ventilation on board such a ship, at any rate, is called forced ventilation, which means the temperature outside the ship, say 40 degrees, is the temperature at which the ship is so-called ventilated. Sheep on deck might reasonably ask if the wind has been put to sleep. This ship sails for 21 days. Those unable to reach food and water, unable to lie down, unable to regulate their body temperature, collapse in excrement. One and then another and another and another slam down on their knees. The hot shock of falling on your knees, one and then another, of taking 300 breaths per minute, of foaming at the mouth. 4,000 die this way. The very air puts a stop to their breathing. Years later, the same ship reloads in 44 degree heat. I try to picture the sheep staring at the pool of the sea. In a daze of heat, they are boarded, their lives unfinished.